Well, we're going to talk turkey this morning. Barb Fuller joins us, Iowa State University Extension Human Sciences Nutrition and Health Program Specialist, and it's turkey time. Barb, we need to start thinking about that big feast coming up.
It is. It's this week, and it'll be great.
I'm sure it will, especially if you follow some important tips. You know, it's funny how the big meal like that, so many people fret over cooking the turkey and preparing the meal, and I'm not sure it's necessarily the turkey itself, or it's just the anticipation of you kind of have one chance to get it right and everybody's going to be there. It's like you're performing.
It is kind of like that. And turkey itself, cooking it isn't really that difficult, but it does take some timing and preparation.
And the preparation really starts before you even buy the turkey.
That's right. If you're getting a frozen turkey, it may start getting a little bit too late to get that turkey properly thawed. But there are, you know, it's a good time to buy them while they're a good special price.
Well, if you're thinking frozen turkey yet, as Barb said, it might be a little bit late. There are a few different ways you can thaw that frozen turkey. You just need to make sure you're doing it safely.
That's right. So it takes about 24 hours per 4 to 5 pounds to thaw in the refrigerator, which is the safest one to do. So for an example, a 15-pound frozen turkey can take 3 to 4 full days, full 24-hour days to thaw in the refrigerator. So it needs to be starting to thaw now if you get a pretty good turkey for Thursday. And if you buy a fresh turkey, you really only want to keep it 1 or 2 days, so there's still plenty of time to do that. And again, it needs to be refrigerated. So if you have that frozen turkey and it's in the refrigerator, you could also thaw it in cold water. So that takes a lot of water to get it thawed properly. It needs to be cold water in a clean and sanitized sink or a pan, submerge it in the cold water, and you got to change that every 30 minutes. So that also does take quite a bit of time and quite a bit of water. And once it's thawed, you need to keep it refrigerated and get it cooked again within a day or two.
All important things.
Yep, and you can even cook it for frozen. It doesn't have to be thawed all the way. It can be completely frozen, and you can go ahead and cook it. It takes about 1.5 times longer to do. So if you think it's going to take 3 or 4 hours, you need to add that much more time, so another 1.5 to 2 hours. But it could be cooked from frozen or even partially frozen.
Well, I didn't know you could do that. I know the one thing you shouldn't do is defrost on the countertop. You should never just leave it sit out.
That's right, because that's the ideal temperature for bacteria to grow. So those bacteria, we may not know if they're there. We don't see them. We can't smell them. We can't taste it. You can't look at a turkey and say, oh, yeah, that's got salmonella on it. So sometimes you just have to assume it does, or it could be contaminated by something else in your kitchen if somebody's walking by and coughs or sneezes, or you have cats that jump up on the counter. If it's sitting there thawing, those bacteria are going to have a wonderful time growing and multiplying, and up in 4 hours there could be enough to make people sick.
It doesn't take very long at all. Well, let's talk about the actual process now, because there are really a lot of different ways for people to cook turkeys, and everyone kind of has their favorite way.
There are. Probably the traditional is roasting it in the oven. So again, there's choices, stuffed or not stuffed. If you stuff the turkey, it needs to be stuffed loosely. You need to make sure it gets to that safe internal temperature in the stuffing of 165 degrees. So you need to have a thermometer to check to make sure you're getting it there. If you don't stuff it, it roasts a little faster, and you can do other things. You could put citrus in there or herbs in there and all kinds of different things to give some flavor without the stuffing. So about half the people like stuffing inside and half the people like stuffing outside. So it kind of depends what you like. Frying has been popular in the last few years, but then you have a lot of cooking oil left to deal with that maybe you've only used once. But that cooks really quick and gives it a nice different taste. You can cook it on the grill. If you like smoked turkey, you can even smoke a turkey. Lots of different ways.
Absolutely, a lot of different ways. It's just a matter of being prepared ahead of time so you know what to expect and you're ready to go in the appropriate times. And, you know, you touched a lot on that, on the stuffing, and that's really one of the key things. Thawing and, you know, whether or not you're going to do stuffing inside the turkey or out, those are kind of the big issues that folks tend to struggle with.
That's right. And the biggest thing is really getting to that temperature. So if you like it cooked a little higher temperature, you still don't want it to go much above 180 degrees. That's when it really starts getting dry. looking again at that time. Some people think it's going to take, you know, a long, long time to get that turkey done, and it may not take as long as you think. So an 8-12 pound bird, unstuffed, 3 hours should do it. So you want to have a little time for it to cool enough to carve, but you don't want it done at 10 o'clock in the morning if you're not going to eat dinner until 1, unless you have a way to cool it and reheat it in that time. Not, have that cooked turkey sitting out too long on your kitchen counter either.
Mm-hmm. Those little plastic temperature sensors, I think turkeys are born with them. I don't think it's inserted by man. I think turkeys are born with them in there. We see them all the time. You know, those little white plastic temperature sensors with the little red button that pops up when they're done. Should we depend on those?
No, in the short answer. It kind of gives you an indication. So once it pops, get out your thermometer and then check. But it's only in one place in the bird. It's usually in the breast, so it isn't a thicker part. But actually between the breast and the thigh is probably where you need to check the temperature, because that tends to be the part that doesn't get as much heat, takes a little longer to get done. And it needs to be 165 at least, right there in that spot. So that pop-up timer, I'm not sure exactly what it's set to pop up at. It gives you an indication.
Right.
And then take your thermometer and check it then.
Right. It helps you out. And that's really what it's there for. It's just to help out a little bit. And I've even seen people, you know, we've done that before too, put the bird in upside down and cook it that way. You don't see the thing there too, but sometimes that allows the juices to flow down into the breast meat and keep that a little bit more moist as well. People have their own little tricks.
Yes. I've heard of people doing that, and that would be fine, but you're right. Then you don't see the timer. If you've brined your turkey and it's soaked in that brining solution for a while, that may also affect how that popper pops.
What if folks forgot to remove some things from the turkey, like the neck and the giblets, some of those things that are packaged inside, and they realize later on, once they've started the cooking process or after it's finished, that it's in there? Is that a problem?
It should not be a problem. If you look at it and it looks like it's melted or deformed or something, but most of the time it's packaged in paper, so it just doesn't melt, it just cooks in there. So it's like putting a parchment paper with other things in an oven. So it doesn't really hurt anything. If you feel better about getting it out, if it was frozen, you couldn't get it out, you could take it out partway if you're going to use those giblets. Or even if you cook it all the way through with them in there, you can still take those giblets up and chop them up and make your gravy. And it works. So it doesn't really hurt to leave it in there, and a lot of people don't eat the giblets or the neck anyway, so whether it's in there before or after, it doesn't hurt a thing.
Perfect. Well, now I know, you know, none of us, well, most of us, let's put this, most of us in our homes, we have one oven, and it's always a quandary because that turkey takes up a lot of space in there, and you don't want to goof that up. But they might have, oh, some casserole dishes or different types of things that they need to cook as well. Is that a problem, doing it all in one oven at the same time?
It shouldn't be, but again, keeping an eye on the temperature. If you have an oven thermometer, that would be great, so that you know that your oven, if you set it at 350, that it's actually 350. You can buy those at hardware stores, and they're oven safe. They just hang around in your oven like they do in a refrigerator. If you really are concerned with how much room, you could do your turkey the day ahead. Cool it properly. It needs, again, not to just be sitting around, but carve it up, cool it. Put it in a shallow pan, something no deeper than like a cake pan, 2 inches. Don't put it in hot into a crock pot, but you could reheat it once it's cool in a crock pot or a roaster or something like that. And again, to keep it from being really dried out, you might want to put some broth, save that broth or juice that came out of the turkey, or even some canned or bouillon cube or something to put some moisture back in it. And reheat it, but make sure that, again, it's reheated to at least 165.
Absolutely. And then that takes us right to leftovers, because we all love leftovers, and it seems like we all have them. It's just a matter of taking care of them safely.
That's right. So whether it's the turkey or the stuffing or the corn casserole, things need to be refrigerated within 2 hours. The longer it sits, if it's as short as 4 hours, there could be enough bacteria to make people sick. So you need to think about getting things into the refrigerator and not letting that, again, turkey set on the counter for everybody to pick on all afternoon, but to get it taken care of, shallow containers. Another problem, maybe not so much with the oven, but the refrigerator being too full. So there has to be enough air circulation to get things cool. You may need to turn your refrigerator down a couple of degrees if you have that you can adjust the temperature, or a notch or two, whatever your refrigerator, to make sure that things are getting cold. So you don't want to put really steaming hot things, but within 2 hours you want to get those hot things back into the refrigerator so they can be cooled a little bit, and then get them into the refrigerator.
And that's 2 hours from the time we take them out of the oven, not the time after we're finished with the meal.
That's right, 2 hours. So if it takes your family 2 hours sitting around the table and visiting to eat, then you need to be getting those leftovers right as soon as you're done into the refrigerator.
Got to do that before we take that nap.
That's true.
All right. And if all else fails, I guess just enjoy your Thanksgiving ham, right?
Sure, you could do that. And there's still plenty of other things that you probably have. So all those nice vegetables and salads, and even the pumpkin pie.
You bet. Well, I know there are some telephone numbers out there, too, that folks can use if they have a turkey emergency and absolutely need some help or some advice. So there are always people out there willing to help.
That's right. So the meat and poultry hotline, which is the USDA number, is open on Thanksgiving Day. And that number is 1-888-674-6854. And I think Butterball, I don't have the number, is also on Thanksgiving Day. And then the Iowa State Families Extension answer line will not be open on Thanksgiving Day, but that's here in Iowa, and you talk to a live home economist at 1-800-262-3804, and they can help you Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday during the day. If you have any questions, they're a wonderful resource.
Another reason to give thanks.
That's right.
Great. Well, Barb, thanks so much for the advice this year, and we appreciate it. Hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving with a great meal around the table and hopefully some good leftovers after. You have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much.